Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Amazon unveiled a range of new products today. Ed, let's start with Luna. What is Luna?
Yeah, so this is Amazon's big foray into the world of video games. And it's important because it is basically a hardware-free platform. You know, the idea is that you pay a subscription, a monthly subscription, that's going to start at around $5.99 a month. It gives you access to stream certain video games, and you can play it without any sort of set hardware. You don't have to buy, you know, for example, in the case of Sony's PlayStation or Microsoft Xbox, you have to buy the hardware for several hundred dollars. In this case, you just play with what you got on your PC, on your TV. You can use an existing games controller, a keyboard, a mouse, whatever works for you. It's interesting because Amazon is such a giant in the world of technology. You know, they're really strong in cloud services, and this is a cloud-based gaming platform. You know, listeners may know that Google has a similar product called Google Stadia, where you also pay a monthly subscription, and you know, use either your own existing controller or Google Stadia controller, which you can buy. I think, you know, one of the immediate reactions to the news today is that, you know, while this is big news because Amazon is such a tech giant and has such resources, the games that they've got out there are a little underwhelming. You know, and analysts here at Bloomberg and Wall Street analysts I've spoken to basically quickly pointed out that Amazon is going to have to spend a lot of money to bring those big name titles in. They have a partnership with Ubisoft, a well-named game developer, but that's about it. You know, they have some of their own name games, but for the serious gamer, that's the big question now, is what are they going to bring to the table going forward? Are we going to see bigger name developers? We're going to see some of these really big name title games. But it's a really interesting move by Amazon, and it opens a lot of doors for them going forward.
Do we know when Luna will be available?
We don't. It's in testing phase right now by invitation only, and I think that will also be a little bit disappointing to some. But, you know, Amazon moves quickly on with these device events, right? They usually unveil a device once a year, and it becomes available to buy on Amazon.com pretty soon after. I think the expectation is that we will see a similar rollout for this services game. Game streaming platform once they've gone through, you know, testing and things like that.
So the company also showed off new versions of its smart speaker. What are they?
Yeah, so they've got a new generation of the Echo Dot, which is really interesting. You know, those of you familiar with the Echo Dot know it used to be cylindrical. It is now spherical, and it's covered in fabric, and they've kind of redesigned that with a much bigger emphasis on sustainability in line with Amazon as a company. You know, they've got these sustainability and energy goals. So the Echo Dot has a low power mode. It's made from increasingly recycled materials. Beyond that, the real emphasis across all of the new products, which extends to the Echo Show, you know, the Fire TV, it's really all about us all being stuck at home right now. You know, whether you're an adult working at home, a family, children learning at home, Amazon really hammered, you know, the functionality of these products to be used for learning, for education, for work, to communicate with other people, for video, for information. They brought out a kids version of the Echo Dot and some functionality with Alexa, where if you're a child, and of course it has parental controls, but if you're a child, you can actually use Alexa to help you read. So you read a portion of text to Alexa, she listens to you, and then when you're finished, she congratulates you or corrects you or whatever it may be. And I thought that was interesting. But my goodness, was that messaging hammered home throughout the presentation. You know, What's coming up for Amazon, of course, is Amazon Prime Day. We don't have a date yet, but we believe it will be mid-October. Then you've got the holiday quarter, which is the biggest quarter for Amazon. And I really got the sense throughout the presentation that they wanted people to understand that this was a great time to buy their products because we're all going to be stuck at home for some time to come. And why not do it in the holiday quarter of all quarters?
Oh, what about home security devices?
We've got something very interesting. So as you may know, a while back, Amazon purchased a company called Ring. You'll be familiar with the Ring doorbell. It's, you know, it's connected to your smartphone. It has a camera. But what we got today was a drone, basically, that you can preset. It can fly around the home autonomously. It has a single camera, and you can predetermine the route that it takes around your home. But the idea is that, you know, if you're curious about the status of your prized possessions, or if anyone's doing something in your home that you wouldn't want them to, although we are all still stuck at home for a long period of time, then you can simply access the app and activate the drone and see what's going on, which I thought was quite interesting.
Wait. Sorry, can you clarify? Is this a drone flying inside your house or on the...
I can clarify. It's a drone flying inside your house.
Wow.
And interestingly, it's disabled when it's docked. It is not filming or recording when it's not flying around. And, you know, I think Amazon there was trying to underline the security and data privacy aspects of their products. But it's true. It flies around. You tell it where to fly, and it will give you a sort of 360 view of what's going on in your living room, if that's what you want.
Wow. Fascinating stuff. Thanks so much. That is Bloomberg News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.